Excuse me. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,895. Michael J. Mayer and Hope C. Mayer seek a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Cleveland Avenue, approximately 160 feet south of Lincoln Drive. The 901 address is 38768 Cleveland Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 50. Specifically, they're requesting a 5-foot variance. Received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and 2 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Byer, 2131 West Liberty Road, Portland, Maryland, 1120.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Ms. Cornwell, if I'm correct, this is the same parcel that we had back in November 7th.
Yes.
For a couple variances, and we caught the rear variance, but we didn't have time to advertise.
Correct. This was not able, we weren't able to include that one with the original application, so they resubmitted the application. So the other variances were previously granted. This is just for the rear yard.
Good evening. And again, as stated earlier, this is a follow-up from our from the November 7th meeting, and it was an oversight, and we had to refile an application paying fee to be before the board. And again, I'm Ray Tomasetti. I represent Michael Baird, who's here with me again. And the issue really before the board is that the home itself has been on this property since 1973, for over 43 years. And when we sought the other variances, we showed the uniqueness of the property being a 50-foot by 90-foot lot. And the property itself cannot otherwise be developed. As I said before, it wasn't created by the applicant. He is really the third owner. Prior in 1973, Mr. and Mrs. Felder put the home on the property. In 1976, they sold it to Mr. and Mrs. Chambers. Mrs. Chambers subsequently died, and Mr. Chambers sold it to Mr. and Mrs. Baird in September of 2016. The photos I submitted to you show the back of the property, and the screen shows it as you look at the adjacent homes. If you look north up towards parcel 49, the picture itself, the first picture shows the back of the property is almost consistent with Mr. Baird's property. And if you look at photo 2 looking south down to parcel 51, you'll see the same thing. You'll actually see the same issues. You'll see, I think that's backwards. It should be the other way around. I think south is 49 and 51 is north. But in any event, it shows the same location. So I think at one time, in all likelihood in Cape Windsor, the setback must have been 15 feet, just given the fact that almost everyone on that same street along the lagoon, there's some which even stretch out even further. So again, just showing that the in conformity with the rest of the neighborhood, in granting this variance, it's not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood, because the neighborhood shows almost that same setback uniformly along the lagoon. And it's the minimum variance we're seeking. And the reason why I think it was at 15 feet, if you look at the surveys attached, it's exactly 15 feet or 15.1. So it's telling me that in essence that this must have been the setback, because we're in conformity with those homes along the lagoon. So again, this was an oversight, and we didn't realize that at that time. So we're here tonight to bring this property and to really clean up the issue, so that this property has the appropriate variances as it stands in the development of Cape Windsor. Mr. Baird, if I could come forward. I know you were here in November. Have I accurately depicted the need for the variance and the statements I've made tonight? Are they true and correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'll see. excuse me. I'll see if there's any questions. I'll start with you, Mr. Workman, please.
No questions.
And Mr. Baird?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
None.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
When was that deck built? Was it built by a prior owner?
The deck was by a prior owner, and right now we're in the process to remove the deck to actually put a backfill to so we can secure the
deck. The deck's no longer there. I had to put a new bulkhead in.
Oh, I'm sorry, the four-season room, I should say.
Yeah.
that's been there since.
The original home was built in 73. It looks like it was a porch at one time. Really wasn't a true Four Seasons room, but like a porch that was really covered over, but we couldn't determine.
85 at least, because the second owner put it on.
Okay. So. All right. And no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,895. The applicant certainly has addressed the uniqueness of the property. It's a 50-foot wide property by 89.7 and 90 feet, so a regular length. It hasn't been created by the applicant. The bibliga has been created by the applicant. Hasn't been created by the applicant. Well, not all or essential character of the neighborhood. And the minimum variance to grant relief.
Motion.
I'd make that a motion to approve case number 11895.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11895. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,895 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. You too, sir.